special possession that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of the darkness and into his wonderful light. Once you were not a people, receive mercy, but now you have received the mercy of God. Dear friends, I urge you as foreigners and exiles to abstain from sinful desires which wage war for your soul. Good lives among the pagans, though they accuse you of doing wrong, they may see your good deeds and glorify God on the day that he visits us. Once you were not a people, but now you are the people of God. Once you had not received mercy,
Israelite brothers and sisters, chosen ones of the house of Jacob, greetings, and may the divine influence be with you. This is part two of Chosen. You can follow along with the article by going to www.thinkoutsidethebeast.com. Chosen is found in the Word Studies menu. In part one, we covered Genesis through Numbers and are now in Deuteronomy. We have seen that Yahweh has established the children of Israel as his chosen ones. This theme will continue throughout the scriptures, but we will go over all the verses to show that Yahweh has a specific chosen people and that he does not change his mind or add anyone else, not even the churches, the believers, Gentiles, or the Jews. Yahweh's chosen people are the Caucasian Anglo-Saxon children of Israel. In chapter 7, Yahweh brings his people, Israel, into the land of Canaan. He tells them he will drive out those cursed seed nations and tells them not to make marriages or covenants with them. Do not do after them or follow their gods. But why? Doesn't God love everybody? No. That's a church teaching. Deuteronomy 7:3. Neither shall you make marriages with them. Your daughter you shall not give unto his son, nor his daughter shall you take unto your son. Yahweh is against race mixing. Verse 4. For they will turn away your son from following me, that they may serve other gods. So will the anger of Yahweh be kindled against you and destroy you suddenly. But thus shall you deal with them. You shall destroy their altars, and break down their images, and cut down their groves, the sacred poles or carvings set up near an altar, and burn their graven images with fire. For you are a holy, or set apart, people unto Yahweh your Elohim. Yahweh your Elohim has chosen you to be a special people unto himself, above all people that are on the face of the earth. Yahweh did not set his love upon you, nor choose you, because you were more in number than any people, for you were the fewest of all people. But because Yahweh loved you, and because he would keep his oath, which he had swore unto your forefathers, has Yahweh brought you out with a mighty hand, and redeemed you out of the house of bondmen from the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. Yahweh showed our fathers that it is our family that he will love, protect, and redeem if we follow him. Chosen is H-977, Bakar, a verb, and means to choose, elect, decide, select, try, join, require. We are the only people Yahweh has chosen. Special is H-5459, Segulah, a possession, valued, peculiar treasure. Redeemed is H-6299, Padah, a verb, and means to ransom, rescue, deliver, release, preserve, redeem. We are the only people Yahweh has bought, cast off, and redeemed. How can the churches or Gentiles, which were never chosen, bought, cast off for disobedience, reconciled, and redeemed? They can't. It is Israelites which are chosen and redeemed. This never changes. Verse 12. Wherefore it shall come to pass, if you hearken to these judgments and keep and do them, that Yahweh your Elohim shall keep unto you the covenant and the mercy, which is loving commitment, which he sware unto your forefathers. And he will love you, and bless you, and multiply you. He will also bless the fruit of your womb and the fruit of your land, your grain and your wine and your oil, the increase of your kine and the flocks of your sheep in the land which he sware unto your forefathers to give you. You shall be blessed above all people. There shall not be male or female barren among you or among your livestock. In verse 12, we know it's Israelites which were given the covenants, promises, and commandments. It is Israelites which are promised mercy and loving commitment, which was sworn unto the forefathers. Deuteronomy 8:1. All the commandments which I command you this day shall you observe and do, that you may live and multiply, and go in and possess the land which Yahweh sware unto your forefathers. And you shall remember all the way which Yahweh your Elohim led you these 40 years in the wilderness, to humble you, and to prove, or test, or try, you, to know what was in your heart, whether you would keep his commandments or no. Beware that you forget not Yahweh your Elohim, in not keeping his commandments, and his judgments and his statutes, which I command you this day, lest, when you have eaten and are full, and have built goodly houses and dwelt therein, and when your herds and your flocks multiply, and your silver and your gold is multiplied, and all that you have is multiplied, then your heart be lifted up, and you forget Yahweh your Elohim, which brought you forth, or brought you forth for a purpose, out of the land of Mitzrayim, from the house of bondage. Egypt represents bondage. We are in Egypt, or bondage, again today. As a nation, we have forgotten Yahweh, have not kept or guarded his commandments, and our hearts are lifted up because we have put our faith in false religions that give us the power of personal salvation by our own declaration, and that Haimi Jesus will take us away in the rapture. We have not kept the way, and now the way of society is satanic and oppressive against we Christian Israelites. Deuteronomy 10:15. Only Yahweh had a delight in your forefathers to love them, and he chose their seed after them, even you above all people, as it is this day. Clear and plain English. Yahweh delighted in our forefathers, chose the seed of Israel and their descendants above all people. So did God change his mind in the New Testament and choose Gentiles and the church above our Israelite forefathers? No. Deuteronomy 12:20. When Yahweh your Elohim shall enlarge your border, as he has promised you, and you shall say, I will eat flesh, because your soul longs to eat flesh. You may eat flesh, whatsoever your soul lusts after. If the place which Yahweh your Elohim has chosen to put his name there be too far from you, then you shall kill of your herd and of your flock, which Yahweh has given you, as I have commanded you, and you shall eat in your gates whatsoever your soul lusts after. Even as the roebuck and the hart is eaten, so shall you eat them. The unclean and the clean shall eat of them alike. This is not saying we can eat unclean food. Rather, the unclean people, those that are sick from an illness or disease, or unclean from war, or had handled dead bodies, etc., or the animals themselves that were not ritually cleansed, the same ones as in verse 15. The place Yahweh has chosen in verse 21 is the temple in Jerusalem. Deuteronomy 13:4. You shall walk after Yahweh your Elohim, and revere him, and keep his commandments, and obey his voice, and you shall serve him and cleave unto him. And the prophet, or that dreamer of dreams, shall be put to death, because he has spoken to turn you away from Yahweh your Elohim, which brought you out of the land of Mitzrayim, and redeemed you, or ransomed you, out of the house of bondage, to thrust you out of the way of life, which Yahweh your God commanded you to walk in. So shall you put the evil away from the midst of you. And you shall stone him with stones, that he die, because he has sought to thrust you away from Yahweh your Elohim, which brought you out, or which brought you out for a purpose of the land of Mitzrayim from the house of bondage. And all Israel shall hear and revere, and shall do no more any such wickedness as this is among you. Yahweh loves his chosen people so much that if one were to try to turn you away from Yahweh your Elohim, he wants you to stone them. Would there be enough stones for each Judeo-Christian that tries to turn you away from Yahweh to worship their Jewish Jesus? The churches teach that the tribes of Israel vanished and that you are a Gentile. Quite a different message than the scriptures teach. Yahweh gave his chosen people a chosen menu. Deuteronomy 14:2. For you are a holy, or called out, set apart, people unto Yahweh your Elohim. And Yahweh has chosen you to be a peculiar people unto himself, above all the nations that are upon the earth. He gives an entire list and description so there is no confusion. Pork is emphasized as unclean. Yahweh never did away with the food laws. The unclean garbage-disposing animals are still unclean garbage eaters and not fit for our bodies or temples. But the churches love their swine's flesh and hate Yahweh's laws. They have chosen their own path to follow, which is not according to Scripture. They even teach that God chose Gentiles, the church, and anyone who accepts him, when Scripture teaches that God only chose Israel. Deuteronomy 16:1. Observe the month of Abib, and keep the Passover unto Yahweh your Elohim. For in the month of Abib, Yahweh your Elohim brought you forth, or brought you forth for a purpose, out of Mitzrayim, by night. The first day of Abib is the first day after the spring equinox, which is usually on March 20th or 21st, and starts the Hebrew New Year. Chapter 16 is about the Passover, which is an Israelite holy day, which so-called Christians eat ham on. It is followed by the Feast of Unleavened Bread, which is a memorial of Yahweh taking us out of bondage. These feast days are our family heritage and are to be observed. It's not about the Jews. And if the churches don't observe the feast days, why do they observe the Passover only? Because they choose what Christianity is, which is why the denominations are not Christian. Deuteronomy 17:14. When you are come unto the land which Yahweh your Elohim gives you, and shall possess it, and shall dwell therein, and shall say, I will set a king over me, like as all the nations that are about me, you shall in any wise set him king over you, whom Yahweh your Elohim shall choose. One from among your brethren, or kinsmen, shall you set king over you. You may not set a stranger over you, which is not your brother or kinsman. This Hebrew word for stranger here is nokri, a non-racial kinsman. America was founded as a white Israelite Christian nation. Many of the latter half of our presidents were Jews, and Obama was a Kenyan Jew. The human race and the Adamic race are not brothers. The other races did not come from Adam or Noah, as the churches teach. If Yahweh loves everybody, then why does he demand we be separate from all the other races and not to choose one from another race to rule over us? He does not want his chosen people living amongst unchosen people. Deuteronomy 18:3. And this shall be the priest's due from the people, from them that offer a sacrifice, whether it be an ox or sheep, and they shall give unto the priest the shoulder, and the two cheeks, and the maw, which is the stomach. The first fruit also of your grain, of your wine, and of your oil, and of the first of the fleece of your sheep shall you give him. For Yahweh your Elohim has chosen him, speaking of Levi, out of all your tribes, to stand and to minister in the name of Yahweh, him and his sons forever, or for a very long time. He had chosen Levi to be the priestly tribe. The Levitical priesthood and its rituals expired when Christ died and he became our high priest and mediator. Deuteronomy 21:5. And the priests, the sons of Levi, shall come near, for them Yahweh your Elohim has chosen, to minister unto him, and to bless in the name of Yahweh. And by their word shall every controversy and every stroke be tried. The Levites were chosen by Yahweh to keep the people in line. The Levitical priesthood had a certain duty to perform the atoning rituals, take counsel on various matters, and to minister to the nation. Deuteronomy 23:5. Nevertheless, Yahweh your Elohim would not hearken unto Balaam, but Yahweh your Elohim turned the curse into a blessing unto you, because Yahweh your God loved you. You shall not seek their peace nor their prosperity all your days forever. Balak tried to get Balaam to curse Israel, but Yahweh wasn't having it, because Israel is his chosen people. The churches are not God's chosen people, because they try to get you to follow their Jewish Jesus, and they curse God by calling him the Lord Baal. They teach the gospel of prosperity and to make peace with evil. which is why Yahweh stays out of their pagan temples, called churches. Deuteronomy 26:18. And Yahweh avouched you this day to be his peculiar people, as he has promised you, and that you should keep all his commandments, and to make you high above all nations which he has made, in praise, and in name, and in honor, or glory, and that you may be a holy, or set apart, people unto Yahweh your Elohim, as he has spoken. The Septuagint has, and that thou shalt be above all nations, as he had made thee renowned, and a boast, and glorious, that you should be a holy people unto Yahweh thy Elohim, as he has spoken. Avouched is H559, amar, a verb, and means to command, to promise, appoint, declare, publish. Peculiar is H5459, segula, a noun, and means possession, property, valued, peculiar, treasure. Promise is H1696, dabar, a verb, and means to declare, command, arrange, appoint, teach, work. Ephesians 2:10, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Yeshua unto good works, which Elohim has before ordained that we should walk in them. The good works which we are to walk in are related to the commandments and duty we have been appointed by Yahweh. How can the churches be his workmanship and walk in good works if they are antinomians who have cast away his law, and whatever so-called kind acts they do are in the name of Jewish Jesus? How are they set apart when they fellowship with falsehood, racial aliens, and the doctrine of devils? Deuteronomy 27:9. And Moshe and the priests, the Levites, spake unto all Israel, saying, take heed and hearken, O Israel. This day you are become the people of Yahweh your Elohim. Become is H1961, Hayah, to be instituted, established, accomplished. So were the Israelites the people of Yahweh in the Old Testament, and then they disappeared because God couldn't preserve the people he established, so he made Gentiles who accept him his people instead? No. We Israelites have always been, are, and always will be his people, and no one else. Deuteronomy 28:9. Yahweh shall establish you a holy, or set apart, people unto himself, as he has sworn unto you, if you shall keep the commandments of Yahweh your Elohim, and walk in his ways. Establish also means to set, to confirm, to fulfill. Notice the word if. He chose the children of Israel as his people, and will establish or confirm you as a set-apart people, if you remain set apart from all the other ways and walk in his ways. The 33,000 denominations of so-called Christianity do not keep his commandments or walk in his ways. Chapter 29 is a plea to keep the covenant, Deuteronomy 29:13, that he may establish, or confirm you, today for a people unto himself, and that he may be unto you a Elohim, as he has said unto you, and as he had sworn unto your forefathers, to Abraham, to Yitzchak, and to Jacob. The churches are not his people. The churches are filled with racial aliens and mixed-race couples. They are not all descendants of the forefathers of Israel. The covenant is only with the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Some of our Israelite kinsmen are in these pagan churches, but they are following a counterfeit religion and a Jewish Christ. Deuteronomy 32:6. Do you do this to Yahweh, O foolish people, and unwise, or morally senseless? Is he not your father that had bought you? Has he not made you and established you? Remember the days of old. Consider the years of many generations. Ask your father, and he will show you, your elders, and they will tell you. When the Most High divided the nations their inheritance, when he separated the sons of Adam, he set the bounds of the people according to the number of the children of Israel. For Yahweh's portion is his people, Jacob is the lot of his inheritance. Jacob is a reference to the children of Israel. We are Yahweh's inheritance. Where is the prophecy and statements that the church or Gentiles are his people too, and the lot of his inheritance too? There isn't one. In verse 6, bought is H7069, kana, and means to buy, purchase, possess, acquire, redeem. Only Israelites were ever bought and redeemed. Made is H6213, asah, which means to fashion, make, accomplish, to work, to prepare, put in order, appoint, ordain, institute, bring about. Established is H3559, kun, and means to be set up, enduring, fixed, to be prepared, accomplished, provide for, appoint, direct, perfect. All these things are showing that we Israelites are Yahweh's works, his purchased property, and have a purpose, and it's not to just believe. How can the churches be his works if they just believe? And any works they might do are for the satanic Jesus. How can the churches be redeemed if they were never bought? How can they receive an inheritance too, when it was only promised to Israelites? Deuteronomy 33:29. Happy are you, O Israel. Who is like unto you, O people saved, or preserved, by Yahweh, the shield of your help, and who is the sword of your excellency? And your hated enemies shall be found liars unto you, and you shall tread upon their high places. O people preserved by Yahweh. Perhaps Yahweh didn't get the memo from the churches that the tribes disappeared? In Deuteronomy, we see that the children of Israel are Yahweh's chosen people. The name of this book signifies the repetition of the law. We see throughout Deuteronomy that the commandments of the Torah are repeated over and over. The blessings of obedience and the curses of disobedience are clearly stated in chapter 28. All these covenants, promises, and commandments are to and for Israel, from generation to generation. Joshua 24:19. And Joshua said unto the people, you cannot, or you are not able to serve Yahweh, for he is a holy, or set apart, Elohim. He is a jealous Elohim. He will not forgive your transgressions nor your sins. You cannot serve Yahweh if you are a habitual sinner, Matthew 6:24, "No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other." You cannot serve God and mammon. Verse 20, "If you forsake Yahweh and serve strange gods, then he will turn and do you hurt and consume you after that he had done you good." And the people said unto Joshua, "Nay, but we will serve Yahweh." And Joshua said unto the people, "You are witnesses against yourselves that you have chosen you Yahweh to serve him." And they said, "We are witnesses." Yahweh is a set-apart God. Set apart from what? Other little g gods. Yahweh's people are a set-apart people. Set apart from what? All other people. The many so-called Christian religions are all set apart. Set apart from what? Yahweh. The many races and people who are not Israelites are all set apart. Set apart from what? We Israelites. Those religions and alien peoples do not serve Yahweh and are not his witnesses. Judges 2:1. "And a divine messenger of Yahweh came up from Gilgal to Bochim and said, I made you to go up out of Egypt and have brought you unto the land which I swear unto your forefathers. And I said, I will never break my covenant with you. And you shall make no league with the inhabitants of this land. You shall throw down their altars. But you have not obeyed my voice. Why have you done this?" The children of Israel were constantly in and out of apostasy. They constantly broke the covenant, but Yahweh will never break it. Yahweh raised up judges and prophets to deliver his people. He provides a path back to him, because he will never forsake his chosen people. But apparently he did, because the Gentile church became his people, because he broke his covenant with Israel, which he said he would never do. Israel wanted a man king like the other unchosen nations instead of Yahweh as their king. 1 Samuel 8:18. "And you shall cry out in that day because of your king which you shall have chosen you, and Yahweh will not hear you in that day." When we choose our own leaders and ways which are not Yahweh's choice, he will not hear us. 1 Samuel 10:24. "And Samuel said to all the people, See you him whom Yahweh has chosen? That there is none like him among all the people. And all the people shouted and said, God save the king." Yahweh chose Saul to be the very first king over Israel. Yahweh knew how Saul would turn out, but they wanted a man king, so they got one. David anointed, 1 Samuel 16:1. "And Yahweh said unto Samuel, How long will you mourn for Saul, seeing I have rejected him from reigning over Israel? Fill your horn with oil and go. I will send, or direct, you to Jesse the Bethlehemite, for I have provided me a king among his sons." Samuel was sent to Jesse's sons to find a king among them. He thought Eliab was the one because of his stature. Verse 7. "But Yahweh said unto Samuel, Look not on his countenance or on the height of his stature, because I have refused him. For Yahweh sees not as man sees. For man looks on the outward appearance, but Yahweh looks on the heart." Then Jesse called Abinadab, and made him pass before Samuel. And he said, Neither has Yahweh chosen this. Then Jesse made Shammah to pass by, and he said, Neither has Yahweh chosen this. Again, Jesse made 7 of his sons to pass before Samuel. And Samuel said unto Jesse, Yahweh has not chosen these. And Samuel said unto Jesse, Are here all your children? And he said, There remaineth yet the youngest, and behold, he keeps the sheep. And Samuel said unto Jesse, Send and fetch him, for we will not sit down till he comes here. And he sent and brought him in. Now he was ruddy, and withal of a beautiful countenance, and goodly to look to. And Yahweh said, Arise, anoint him, for this is he. David was Yahweh's clear choice. Anoint is H4886, mashak, a verb, and means to consecrate. 1 Samuel 18:12. And Saul was afraid of David, because Yahweh was with him, and was departed from Saul. Therefore Saul removed him from him, and made him his captain over 1,000. And he went out and came in before the people. And David behaved himself wisely in all his ways, and Yahweh was with him. Yahweh was with David because he followed Yahweh. Yahweh was no longer with Saul, because Saul had a problem with following Yahweh's instructions. 2 Samuel 6:21. And David said unto Michal, It was before Yahweh, which chose me before your father, Saul, and before all his house, to appoint me ruler over the people of Yahweh, over Israel. Therefore I will play before Yahweh. 2 Samuel 7:23. And what one nation in the earth is like your people, like Israel, whom Elohim went to redeem for a people to himself, and to make him a name, and to do for you great and awesome things, for your land, before your people, which you redeemed to you from Mitzrayim, from the nations and their gods. For you have confirmed to yourself, your people Israel, to be a people unto you forever, and you, Yahweh, are become their Elohim. How can Yahweh have a chosen people Israel and a chosen Gentile church? If God is choosing everybody and adding everybody to the covenants and promises, then why make promises, covenants, and have a set-apart people? 1 Kings 3:7, Solomon speaking, And now, O Yahweh my Elohim, you had made your servant king instead of David my father, and I am but a little child. I know not how to go out or come in, and your servant is in the midst of your people, which you have chosen, a great people, that cannot be numbered nor counted for multitude. Give therefore your servant an understanding heart to judge your people, that I may discern between good and bad. For who is able to judge this, your so great a people? 1 Kings 8:44. If your people go out to battle against their hated enemy, wheresoever you shall send them, and shall pray unto Yahweh toward the city which you have chosen, and toward the house that I have built for your name, then hear you in heaven their prayer and their supplication, and maintain their cause. Yahweh chose Jerusalem as his chosen city. Jerusalem also represents his people, Israel. This is not a Jewish city or the Jewish people. Verse 50, And forgive your people that have sinned against you, and all their transgressions where they have transgressed against you, and give them compassion before them who carried them captive, that they may have compassion on them. For they be your people, and your inheritance, which you brought forth out of Mitzrayim, from the midst of the furnace of iron. that your eyes may be open unto the supplication of your servant, and unto the supplication of your people Israel, to hearken unto them in all that they call for unto you. For you did separate them from among all the people of the earth, as your inheritance, as you spake by the hand of Moshe, your servant, when you brought our forefathers out of Egypt, O Yahweh Elohim. Yahweh separated Israel from among all the people of the earth. But Yahweh then changed his mind in the New Testament and said, "Scratch what I said in the Old Testament, and now take their sons and daughters to marry your sons and daughters, because there is strength in diversity and race mixing." 1 Kings 10:9. Blessed be Yahweh your Elohim, which delighted in you, to set you on the throne of Israel, because Yahweh loved Israel forever. Therefore made he you king, to do judgment and justice. The queen of Sheba was amazed at Solomon's kingdom and servants. She knew that Israel was Yahweh's chosen people, and that they were not Jews, because Yahweh hates Jews. 1 Kings 11:9. And Yahweh was angry with Solomon, because his heart was turned from Yahweh Elohim of Israel, which had appeared unto him twice. And he had commanded him concerning this thing, and that he should not go after other gods, but he kept not that which Yahweh commanded. Wherefore Yahweh said unto Solomon, "Forasmuch as this is done of you, and you have not kept my covenant and my statutes, which I have commanded you, I will surely rend the kingdom from you, and will give it to your servant. Notwithstanding, in your days I will not do it for David your father's sake, but I will rend it out of the hand of your son. Howbeit, I will not rend away all the kingdom, but will give one tribe to your son for David my servant's sake, and for Jerusalem's sake, which I have chosen. And it shall come to pass that time when Jeroboam went out of Jerusalem, that the prophet Ahijah the Shilonite found him in the way, and he had clad himself with a new garment, and they too were alone in the field. And Ahijah caught the new garment that was on him and rent it in 12 pieces. And he said to Jeroboam, "Take you 10 pieces, for thus says Yahweh, the Elohim of Israel, behold, I will rend the kingdom out of the hand of Solomon, and will give 10 tribes to you. But he shall have one tribe for my servant David's sake, and for Jerusalem's sake, the city which I have chosen out of all the tribes of Israel, because that they have forsaken me and have worshipped Ashtoreth, the goddess of the Zidonians, Chemosh, the god of the Moabites, and Milcom, the god of the children of Ammon, and have not walked in my ways to do that which is right in my eyes, and to keep my statutes and my judgments, as did David his father. Howbeit, I will not take the whole kingdom out of his hand, but I will make him prince all the days of his life for David my servant's sake, whom I chose, because he kept my commandments and my statutes. But I will take the kingdom out of his son's hand, and will give it unto you, even 10 tribes. And unto his son will I give 1 tribe, that David my servant may have a light always before me in Jerusalem, the city which I have chosen me to put my name there." Even with all the wickedness and unrighteousness which was done in Israel and by the kings, Yahweh keeps his covenant with Israel. He will divorce, punish, and cast them off, destroy the temple and Jerusalem, because it, the temple, and the people were defiled. But his plan of purging the unrighteous and providing a path back to him never fails, because one way or another, his chosen people will fulfill his will. 2 Kings 6:17. And Elisha prayed and said, "Yahweh, I pray you, open his eyes, Elisha's servant, that he may see." And Yahweh opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha. And when they came down to him, Elisha prayed unto Yahweh and said, Smite this people, I pray you, with blindness. And he smote them with blindness, according to the word of Elisha. And Elisha said unto them, This is not the way, neither is this the city. Follow me, and I will bring you to the man whom you seek. But he led them to Samaria. And it came to pass, when they were come into Samaria, that Elisha said, Yahweh, open the eyes of these men that they may see. And Yahweh opened their eyes, and they saw, and behold, they were in the midst of Samaria. This was the event when the Syrians came up against Israel. Yahweh closed their eyes as Elisha led them into the heart of Samaria as prisoners unaware. The king of Israel wanted to smite them, but Elisha ordered that they be fed and released. This is a lesson in mercy. The Syrians were racial kinsmen to Israel, taken captive by blindness from Yahweh, and safely allowed to return to their master. A demonstration of brotherly love and mercy. Opened is H6491, Pakak, and means to open the senses, to be observant. 2 Kings 9:6, and he, Elisha's prophet's son, arose and went into the house, and he poured the oil on Jehu's head, and said unto him, Thus says Yahweh, Elohim of Israel, I have anointed you king over the people of Yahweh, even over Israel. Yahweh chooses. 1 Chronicles 5:25, and they transgressed against the Elohim of their fathers, and went a-whoring after the gods of the people of the land, whom Elohim destroyed before them. And the Elohim of Israel stirred up the spirit of Tiglath-Pileser, or Pul, king of Assyria, and he carried them away, even the Reubenites, and the Gadites, and the half-tribe of Manasseh, and brought them to Halah, and Habor, and Harah, and to the river Gozan, unto this day. This was part of the divorce between Yahweh and Israel for their idolatry and race mixing. Stirred up is H5482, Ur, a verb, and means to rouse oneself, incite, awaken, opening the eyes, to lift up. Yahweh uses our enemies to punish, purge, and correct us. The Assyrians were Adamic kinsmen to Israel, as both came from the line of Shem. These Assyrians were pagan enemies of our own race. Yahweh has a long list of punishing rods from which he can choose to correct us with. 1 Chronicles 15:1, and David made him houses in the city of David, and prepared a place for the ark of Elohim, and pitched it for a tent. Then David said, None ought to carry the ark of Elohim but the Levites. For them has Yahweh chosen to carry the ark of Elohim, and to minister unto him for a very long time. 1 Chronicles 16:12, Remember his marvelous works that he has done, his wonders, and the judgments of his mouth. O you seed of Israel, his servant, you children of Jacob, his chosen ones. He is Yahweh, our Elohim. His judgments are in all the earth. Be you mindful always of his covenant, the word which he had commanded to 1,000 generations, even the covenant which he had made with Abraham, and his oath with Isaac. And he has confirmed the same to Jacob for a law, and to Israel for an everlasting covenant. Chosen Ones is H972, Bakir. This word is applied only to Israelites in Scripture, even in the New Testament. 1 Chronicles 17:21. And what one nation in the earth is like your people Israel, whom Elohim went to redeem to be his own people, to make you a name of greatness and awesomeness, by driving out nations from before your people, whom you have redeemed out of Egypt? For your people Israel did you make your own people forever, and you, Yahweh, became their Elohim. 1 Chronicles 28:4. Howbeit, Yahweh Elohim of Israel chose me before all the house of my father to be king over Israel forever. For he has chosen Judah to be the ruler, and of the house of Judah, the house of my father, and among the sons of my father he liked, or accepted, me to make me king over all Israel. And of all my sons, for Yahweh has given me many sons, he has chosen Solomon, my son, to sit upon the throne of the kingdom of Yahweh over Israel. And he said unto me, Solomon, your son, he shall build my house and my courts, for I have chosen him to be my son, and I will be his father. And you, Solomon, my son, know you the Elohim of your father, and serve him with a perfect heart and with a willing mind. For Yahweh searches all hearts and understands all the imaginations of the thoughts. If you seek him, he will be found of you. But if you forsake him, he will cast you off forever. Take heed now, for Yahweh has chosen you to build a house for the sanctuary. Be strong and do it. 1 Chronicles 29:1. Furthermore, David the king said unto all the congregation, Solomon my son, whom alone Elohim has chosen, is yet young and tender, and the work is great, for the palace is not for Adam, but for Yahweh Elohim. Some have said that Solomon and his mother usurped the throne from David, because David had other sons who were older. But Yahweh chose Solomon. 2 Chronicles 29:9. Hezekiah speaking, For, lo, our fathers have fallen by the sword, and our sons and our daughters and our wives are in captivity for this. Now it is in my heart to make a covenant with Yahweh Elohim of Israel, that his fierce wrath may turn away from us. My sons, be not now negligent, for Yahweh has chosen you, the Levites, to stand before him, to serve him, and that you should minister unto him and burn incense. Because of Hezekiah's reforms, Yahweh preserved Jerusalem during the Assyrian invasion. Yahweh chose the Levites as his priests. 2 Chronicles 36:22. Now in the first year of Cyrus, or Koresh, king of Persia, that the word of Yahweh, spoken by the mouth of Jeremiah, might be accomplished, Yahweh stirred up the spirit of Koresh, king of Persia, that he made a proclamation throughout all his kingdom, and put it also in writing, saying, Thus says Koresh, king of Persia, All the kingdoms of the land has Yahweh Elohim of the sky given me, and he has charged me to build him a house in Yerushalayim, which is in Judah. Whoever is among you of all his people, Yahweh his Elohim be with him, and let him go up. Koresh was an Aramite, a Shemite, an Adamite of the Genesis chapter 10 nations, the same race as Israel. The original Persians were white men. Koresh gave credit to Yahweh for his success, and was charged to decree the restoring of the temple. Koresh, or Cyrus, was a Yahweh worshiper, and likely an Israelite, as he is referred to as Yahweh's anointed in other places in Scripture.
Fill us with your love.